friendly neighborhood record store, Southbound Records.
From the crate. Hello, Troy.
Hello.
Music, music, music.
Yes, indeed.
Let's strip down and wash ourselves with music.
Now, it's been a number of weeks since we were on this together.
You going to strip down? Or
no, okay, don't worry. No, let's not. Right, where should we start?
You don't mind if I do
that. Go ahead. I'll just turn the other way.
Okay.
Where should we start, Mike?
Start with the dumbest one. Well, no offense, I can't choose.
No,
I can't
one.
Choose a I can't choose a starting point from that.
All right,
it's your segment, man.
Okay then. Let us start with some. How about some old soul?
Ooh,
hammer that.
Yes, please, Mr. Music.
Now, remember a couple of years ago, I brought in a French compilation of funk. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't think...
yes, I do remember that French funk compilation.
Yeah. Now,
you gotta be careful. French funk's just... Once you get that in your system...
It's Frenched. This one here. This is a compilation from France, and it's entitled Soul Women. Now, it's the sort of thing that like that funk compilation that you just like pass by and go, oh, yeah, I know everything on here, we'll do that. But... This compilation has been put together with the kind of care and attention that you would expect from one of those premium box sets.
How about this Soul Woman?
What do you think?
Version originale d'entendement remasterise, which means original. I don't know that's right. Original recordings remastered.
Yep.
Look, it's a double LP here. A celebration from the Woman Collection.
Yeah.
A celebration of the greatest female artists in music. And the track listing, sensational. Dinah Washington, Mad About the Boy, Laverne Baker, Love Me Right, Peggy Lee, Fever, Aretha Franklin, God Bless Her Child, Etta James, Nina Simone, Emma Thomas, Gladys Knight, The Pips, Minnie Riperton, oh, Diana Ross, Dionne Warwick, Supreme, Tina Turner, Nina Cherry, Mary J. Blige, even like and Amy Winehouse. It's like they're all big hits. They're all quite commercial hits.
They are.
But there they are, all just nestled in one great big grab bag of gift basket fun. Look at that. That's awesome. That's a very beautifully curated collection.
Now, you said it was part of the Women Collection, and there's another one which came out the same, you know, tomorrow as well, called Jazz Women, which is like Billie Holiday and Lena Horne, that sort of thing. But this one here, what really got me when I was listening to it was like, I don't know if that's the Lynn Collins song I would chose, and I would have been wrong.
Yeah, this is the thing. These songs are massive hits because they're massive hits because they are amazing pieces of music. That's why.
That's right.
They really are. I mean, just Dusty Springfield, Son of a Preacher Man, you know. Dionne Warwick, Walk On By.
Yep.
Peggy Lee, Fever. Calm down, eh? It'll put a skip in your pantaloons.
So, you know, Dionne Warwick, Walk On By.
Yep.
How long is that?
2 minutes 53.
How long was Isaac Hayes' version of Walk
750
On By?
Years. That's about seven or 8 minutes, isn't it?
I think it's.
Hold on, I know that's 2 minutes. That's that. Sarah, Isaac Hayes' Walk On By, how long?
Depends.
7 or 8 minutes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah.
Yeah.
It's about that. This 2:53 on this album. The Dionne Warwick version. Dionne Warwick, she likes to keep things tight.
I think the one we're going to listen to is from 1969. It was from
Please. Is it Marlena?
Actually, it is.
Ow! Are you ready for this?
Yep.
I don't advocate collecting women, but... Sweet Mercy, Woman of the Ghetto by Marlena Shaw.
I was born and raised in the ghetto.
Yes.
I was born and raised in the ghetto. I'm the woman of the ghetto. Listen to me, legislator. How do you raise your
You know, it's this time of year we start thinking of really desirable, cool as hitting the spot perfectly Christmas presents for people.
Yeah.
And I think if anybody received this double LP for Christmas, they would be favouring Santa forever.
Yeah, I think so.
Listen to how smooth her voice is. Just you're not even commenting, Troy. You're just lost in it. Look at that.
I love this tune.
Yeah, me too.
I love the record it came from initially too, but this tune is really something.
That's that. In the back of the music, in the back, that beat is right in the pocket, right yep. in there, right in that pocket. Oh, I love those chimes too. Woo-hoo-hoo! I forgot about the chang chang and the gig gig gig. Yeah. Come on. Are you listening to this, Tess? So we got like a collection of songs of this quality all sitting there on two LPs.
Yeah. Put together by a French record label.
Tell you what, I'm prepared to say, not bad, your woman collection there. I'm prepared to say that, you know. That's awesome, man. I love that song. I love that song. Wow. Yeah. So. Okay. I mean, like I say, Troy, you haven't even. Should we give a second? Or?
No. We can go on. Women's Soul is
never. I've never seen you so lost for words when a song's been on before. Just sort of.
It's a killer tune.
I know. And plus, let's be honest, you think she's singing to you, eh?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do so.
No, I don't.
Do so.
All right.
Do so.
I don't. But moving on to. Let's stay with women and soul, but let's move on to 2018. How's that for an idea?
Yep.
Fatima has not released a record since Yellow Memories, which would be 3 or 4 years ago now. But you might remember last year she put out a 12-inch single of, was it Caught in a Lie? No, it was somebody else, I think, that I think we played on From the Crate. Anyway, finally now...
Yeah, I'm trying to place Fatima.
Fatima on Iglo Records.
We did play it at some time, didn't we?
I think we did. Iglo Records are now put out Fatima's new album, which is a double LP entitled And Yet It's All Love.
Yeah, cover there. So a piece of modern artwork there of a lady sitting there we assume it's her flat.
Yep,
I think apartment there. It's not particularly, I mean, looks like a fairly urban. Not a lot to show for it. She's got a book on the table. She's eating some cookies.
Yep.
Some sushi as well, perhaps. Sushi, yep. And some other device there, which is maybe on doorbell or something.
or a phone.
Yeah, a phone. Okay, we'll go for phone. Is this the face of modern female soul, is this?
I think it is.
Is this what you're saying? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, I don't think it's entirely broken through to the mainstream yet. There is no earthly reason why it shouldn't. It sounds like the 21st century. It sounds like now. And Fatima has...
Where's she from, Fatima?
Sweden? Originally Sweden, yeah, but yeah. She's lived in London for a few years. That's where the Iglo Records
heavy vinyl. Heavy vinyl. Yeah, people need to know that.
And the production on this, there's one by Mind Design. Purist is on here, and Nature Boy Flaco, who was just Flaco, who did a few tunes on Yellow Memories, is the one who produced this one. I see faces in everything.
Oh my God, Sam. Sarah does too, actually. Clip, clip.
Is that a clown or a dragon filled soup made of pies? I see it now, mysteriously smiling. When all the dawn, carpet turned into one giant fly. With hella fries, rings of loony dreams gracing my being.
reminds me of the Fatima. It sounds a little bit like the amazingly talented Astaire.
Yeah, I think there's Astaire, right? Definitely some parallels between the two.
It's beautiful. Cool noises, cool sounds. Love that bob, 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 bob sort of synth bass thing. That one.
There's only a couple of tunes on here that are so synth-driven, this being one of them.
Is it chock-a-block of fat beats, or is it more this sort of...
No, you'll mainly find sort of a hip-hop-type beat through most of it. But what I like is that her delivery and her voice, to me, it does scream soul rather than R&B.
It would be
much easier to go, oh, well, let's get these beats and let's do some R&B over it.
Because she could do that, eh? She could do R&B.
I think so.
Say a couple of middle-aged white guys from New Zealand, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually think you probably could do R&B.
Yes, you could.
What's the album called?
The album is called And Yet It's All Love.
Oh, cool. Fatima.
And my favourite title on the album is called Attention Span of a Cookie.
Oh, that's me. Yep. So what we're saying?
Yep. My favourite tune on it is Somebody Else, produced by J.D. Reed.
Who's J.D. Reed?
I'm not entirely sure.
I love J.D. Reed, though, eh?
Yeah. I'm not entirely sure.
I don't know who it is. No idea. But, all right, we've got to press on, Troy. We've got to move on to the next one. That's Fatima. The album's called...
And Yet It's All Love.
That song's called I See Faces and Everything. But now we move on to the final.
To the final.
Treat you bought in your little triumphant of treats.
Here is the one for me.
This is the one, is it?
For me, it is, yeah. Right. And I was so thrilled and excited that this one came in.
Look at that guy.
He's up there with Ali for me.
Really?
Yep.
I've never really been privy to much of his music or I don't know his music well enough to make any sort of call on it. I know the legendariness of Thelonious Monk.
Yes.
Give everyone out there have a second, because those people who know what you're talking about will go, ha ha, yeah!
Yeah, hey, Monk, yep. Yeah. Anyway, Monk in 1963 was touring Scandinavia. And a radio station there recorded him playing live, as was often the case then, to broadcast on their station. And then, of course, the tapes, they only played him once. That was it. Went into a storage, went into a cupboard, got forgotten. Anyone who's ever worked in radio knows how things get lost and forgotten in radio, Brooklyn Povey aside. Anyway, the tapes of it turned up about 20 years ago when a Danish acid jazz remixer found them, allegedly.
These are from 1963.
Yeah, 1963 where the tapes were from. About 20 years ago, a producer found them and thought, I might be able to sample some stuff out of this, but never got around to doing it. Anyway, he finally got in touch with Gearbox Records, who are the London label that put out Binker and Moses, amongst other stuff. Other ones who are have all of this vintage analog equipment and are sticklers for such things. In fact, Mike's going to tell you.
No one's saying musical nerds. No one's saying that, Troy.
But no, audio nerds, yeah. Perhaps. What does it actually say on the cover?
This set list has a few unexpected tracks. While Monk's Dream and Bayar appear on the LP Monk's Dream, it's comparatively unusual to find Rouse fronting the band or the concert performance of either. In both cases, these tracks outdo the famous studio version in terms of bass and vibe and swing. Nutty was a bit more common in the set list, and Two Stands Against Sentimental of You and Body and Soul were often heard at Monk gigs during this period. For whatever reason, I never really got Monk's dramatic reharmonization of Body and Soul until now. While listening to this vision last night, a solemn torch pathos hit me with a sudden force. Calm down! Let's have a listen to it.
Oh, this sounds like Nutty.
Oh, I just got whacked in the head with a sudden torch pathos. Oh shit, that's a nice sound from 1963, back in the year of 1963, back in time.
Yep, in full glorious mono.
Yeah.
This is an amazing lineup. John Orr is on bass. John Orr went on to play with Sun Ra.
Can we have a listen? Is that Frankie Dunlop on drums?
Frankie on drums.
Sounds like it. Yeah.
Yep. And Charlie Rouse, as you said, on tenor saxophone. But, of course, the great, the all-time Thelonious Monk on piano and genius.
Piano not featuring in the sound just yet, really. Just it's there. It's doing its business. Bum, 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 bum.
If anyone has never heard of Thelonious Monk before, there is a documentary which is available to view on those tubes entitled Straight No Chaser, which is a very good insight into the man's character. And of course, the man's character is a very good insight into his music.
Well said, Troy. All right, so all these fine pieces of collectible history,
yep,
and musical importance are available from the record store of which you are employed, Southbound Records.
Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street. This one here, this is just entitled Monk. It's never been released before.
Only four tracks on that, eh?
Yeah, but no, five. But it's a full, you know, 45.
It's the full English.
Yeah.
it's all jazzed out so it fits in just nice on a big grown up LP. Thank you, Troy. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Nice to see you again. Sorry, I've missed you for a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
it's just gone 9:30. Friends and family. That's beautiful. Even in the mono, it's like only having one ear.
The crate thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T White Spikes.